When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Entire hours program on Fanny Brice? Well, I'm willing to risk it. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind individual NPR station emanating out of Southampton, but all the way up now through Suffolk County towards New York City. Well done. Well, that was, of course, Fanny Brice singing one of my favorite songs of hers, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, written by Billy Rose, her third husband, actually, someone else she loved. And I thought it was absolutely time to turn to the one, the only Fanny Brice for an entire episode. Clearly, she's back in the public eye with the revival of Funny Girl that's in previews now on Broadway. And a lot of enthusiasm for that. It's the first time that show's been revived on Broadway since the early 1960s when Barbra Streisand made such a big splash. So we're going to listen to performances by Fanny Brice and or songs she made famous in her extraordinary career. Well, Fanny Brice was born, we think, Fanny Borach or Fania Borach on the Lower East Side in 1891 and grew up in Newark and dropped out of school to join the School of Hard Knocks. She desperately wanted to be a kind of glamorous chorus girl and was fired by George M. Cohan from a show called The Talk of New York in 1907 until she realized that her skill was not, following the glamour girls of the period, but being her own, as it were, bagel on the, a plate of dinner rolls, as her husband once said. She had her breakthrough with a song called Sadie Salome Go Home, written by Irving Berlin. And by 1910, she was hired by Florenz Ziegfeld to be in his Follies, which turned out to be an extraordinary break. Here is a song that she sang in the 1920s. I don't know if she sang it in the Ziegfeld Follies, but it sums up her rather extraordinary difference from all the other chorus girls out there, especially the ones that were in the Floridora show.
Years ago, a musical show was a riot on Broadway. 20 years ago, I joined that show, and look at me today. Cheeks real happy, little showgirl me, everyone a Broadway pet. Five of them married in society, and I'm in the chorus, yes. A disgrace to the whole sextet. For I was a Floridora baby, with a chin, a piece of death. I had to fall in love with baby. A drama did a fancy best. A girl's a fool, the fool with millionaires. Said he, I should be. It's time to go. All the odds, the girls are living fancy. My address is 17 Valenti. Five dumb got married for money, and I got married for love. For I was a Floridora baby, with a chin to pick and choose. Say, I could have married up with maybe a fella with a lot of booze. A girl's a fool, the fool with millionaires. Said he, I should be. It's going to die. Now at home, I'm bringing up a sextet. Five I got, the other one I'll get yet. Five dancers got married for money. And I got married for love.
Father has a business, strictly second hand, everything from toothpicks to our baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even clothes I'm wearing someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. That's why they call me Secondhand Rose. Even our piano in the parlor, Daddy bought for 10 cents on the dollar. Secondhand pearls I'm wearing, secondhand curls. I never get a single thing that's new. He's the man I adore. He had the
course, was Barbara Streisand, who made that Fanny Brice song famous in the film, not the show, but the film of Funny Girl, showing that kind of characteristic that Fanny Brice made famous. Well, of course, one of her great traits, and really important, I think, for American culture, was her ability to access a Jewish personality, Jewish personality that, of course, was a huge thing in New York. There were so many Jewish immigrants from the 1890s going onward, and their desire to break into the mainstream of American culture. So here are two wonderful songs in which you hear, you know, typical stories about romance, but from a Jewish point of view and from a humorous point of view, as only Fanny Brice could deliver it.
And they're all the same. I could have married Maya the butcher, Jake the plumber, Tim the tailor, and Louis the lawyer. And no, I got nothing. That's what I get for fooling around with a traveling salesman. And he's an independent salesman, too. He don't take orders from anybody. And I'm telling you, a man in your arms is worth 300 old. He used to say that he would lay down and die for me, but he wouldn't stand up and voice for me. I thought he was going to marry me in December. Because he always used to say, it will be a cold day when I marry you. And when we used to sit in the parlor and the lights would go out, I'd ask him to put a quarter in the meter. And he'd say, no, if your father finds out that we're in the dark, he'll put a quarter in the meter. And when my people had their golden wedding, and everybody brought something made from gold, he had the nerve to bring a bowl of goldfish. And he plays put and take with my father. And when he wins, he takes. And when he loses, he puts up an argument. You say the promises he made to me, Dave. But now I know I fell for him, and he just left me lame. Boy, how I hate that fella, Dave. And I'll bring my children up to hate him, too.
Lives a guy creating talk, a wise guy is he. He has such a reputation for making girlies fall. Fat ones, small ones, thin ones, tall ones, he gets them all. He's the chic of Avenue B. I'm telling you, he's the champ of them all. He's no bluff. He treats the girls rough. His hugs and kisses scare 'em. He don't spare 'em. You should see his Hebrew harem. He wants them all to slam when he goes by. Rose Goldstein's husband slammed him in the eye. Say, he acts like a real Arabian lord. Since he bought a brand new secondhand Ford, don't speak. He's the sheik of Avenue B. All the boys are off their nut. They're jealous of him. They would like the goilies, but their chances are slim. If a fella gets a goily, she only lasts a day. He walks by and winks his eye and takes her away. He's the sheik of Avenue B. I'm telling you, he's the champ of them all. Girlies sigh, for him they would die. He gets a girl on Sunday, leaves her Monday. Some girls even don't last one day. He takes them all to the swellest cabarets. But it's the woman who pays and pays and pays. Say, all the husbands, they're all scared of their lives. When they go to work, they lock up their wives. Don't speak! He's the sheik of Avenue B.
Well, that second recording of that great Fanny Bryce song was by Kay Ballard. Yes, the Italian Kay Ballard, who in the 50s loved Fanny Bryce so much, she made a record called The Fanny Bryce Story, in which she re-recorded all the Fanny Bryce numbers from the teens and 20s and 30s. That was a pretty gutsy thing to do back then. Don't despair. We'll have more Fanny Bryce, but some of the early Fanny Bryce recordings are not in super duper, condition, you know, over the years, or almost 100 years old in some cases. So we'll add some more recent performers to the mix. One of Fanny Bryce's great talents, which she managed to parlay after she went back into the Ziegfeld Follies in, I think, 1916, 1917 through the 1920s, was her ability to juggle comedy with pathos. And here are two songs that she sang from a torch song point of view, two great ballads that she managed to sell. The first is Fanny Bryce, and then we'll go to another big hit sung by Kay Ballard.
You ain't got no idea. If you sing a song, I'm flying, fly. And then you sing, I'm falling, so fall. Wait, I'll show you. I'm flying high, but I got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, now I got a feeling I'm falling. Show me that ring and I'll jump right through. I just travel, single home, we can do.
Nobody else, but you. Wow!
some loving in some loving show. And when he starts to love me, I just holler more. He's the master of them ever-loving arts. When all you lovers quit, that's when he starts. And when I hear a wind march so grand, I'll just get myself a wedding band. Take me to the preacher man, make the preacher understand. He must join me hand in hand to love each Joe, that ever-loving man. That's when he starts. And when I hear the wedding march so grand, I'll just get myself a wedding band. Take me to the preacher man, make the preacher understand. He must join me hand in hand to love each other, that ever-loving man.
Well, that was Lovey Joe. That was the big heartbreaker that made a big hit for her in the middle of the 19-teens, sung by Kay Ballard. Well, we talked a little bit about Fanny Bryce's rise to fame as an interpreter of Jewish culture. Of course, she's sort of flanked on either side by Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor, who were doing the same things around the 19-teens, 1920s. They were called, I think you would call them, the first great crossover stars on the American stage. Here is something that few people did. Certainly her peers didn't do, which is to make a comedy record. And here's a Jewish character she created called Mrs. Cohen. And this is Mrs. Cohen at the beach. I still think it's very, very funny.
Hold on to Mama's dress, Sadie. You shouldn't fall. Irving, stop kicking up the sand. Why can't you be a good boy like Sam? The next time you'll stay home from the beach. Abe. It's a wonder you wouldn't watch the children once in a while. Must I do everything? Oi, my feet. Come, darling. We'll go over there by the boardwalk. I think there will be a breeze. Follow Mama. Ah, here's a dandy place, ain't it? You feel the breeze? Oh, it's a pleasure. Come, darlings. Here, sit down. Here's the pails and the shovels. Play. No, darling. The red pail is Sam's. Now, what's the difference, the red pail or the blue pail? Give the shovel to Irving. You want the shovel. All right, then give Irving the pail. Go on, dig. Dig a hole and bury your father. Now, what are you talking, Abe? I didn't mean they should bury you like a funeral. I mean they should cover you over with sand. It's a game. Everybody plays like that. What you say, Sadie? You want to go in bathing? You too, Irving? You too, Sam? All right. Go under the boardwalk and put on the bathing suit. Hurry up. Stand behind a post so nobody should look on you. Abe, why don't you go in the water? You know, it wouldn't do you no harm. It's Tuesday. Must you wait for Saturday? Irving, stop looking on Sadie when she is putting on the bathing suit. Abe, that boy is getting more like you every day. Aye, it's so hot. The only breeze I'm feeling is from the fan. Now, come here, darling. Mama will tie the belt. Come, sweetheart. Come over here. No, darling, it's not too tight. It's not too tight, sweetheart. It's not too tight. You want to lose the pants in the water? Now, go take Sadie's hand. You too, Sam. Now run to the water. You got a piece of soap with you? Well, use it. Go on. Go, 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 go. Go find it. It's only cold at first a little. Don't be afraid, Sam. Hold on to the ropes. Look out for the breakers. Abe, look at Sadie. She's the brave one. Ay, 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 ay. She's so cute. She takes to the water like a goose. Ah. Don't run there. There is running crabs. Go, Sadie, darling. Dunk yourself. Dunk yourself again. Dunk yourself again. Don't forget to come up. Irving, stop splashing Sadie. You want to blind up the eyes? It's such a pleasure to see them in the water. Now, come, that's enough, darling. Come in. Lunch is ready. Come. Eat. Look, Abe. They look like different children already. There, you'll have a good appetite now. Irving, you sit there. Sadie, darling, you sit here. And Sam, you sit there. We got all kind of sandwiches. We got pastrami, salami, liverwurst, pickles, pernenes, and we got ham.
Well, that was Fanny Brice as a recording comic. Again, her other side was her ability to engender pathos and sympathy from all sorts of audiences. Here are two classic songs about that. In the mid-20s, she broke out of the Ziegfeld Follies and tried to create some shows of her own, vehicles of her own, and she was not nearly as successful. So maybe she's being a little melancholy about that, too.
Come, sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you, I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh, or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come, love, and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish, fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy.
I can't do without you. Houcha my goucha, don't stay too long. I need a little bond, little ooh, little oh, and I'm knocking on wood. Honey, hurry up, hurry up. It's so hard to be good. I'd rather be blue thinking of you, I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. Will I be good? Will I be bad? Don't be a fool, you fool. My little flat, I'm turning that into a Sunday school. No iceman there. Singing the blues, I'm gonna use nothing but Frigidaire. I'd rather be blue thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody somebody else.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, celebrating the life and career of Fanny Brice and the songs that she made famous because of the incipient revival of Funny Girl about to hit Broadway, perhaps by storm. Well, you would think Funny Girl was the first biography of Fanny Brice, and you'd sort of be right. There was a movie in the late 30s called Rose of Washington Square, which kind of stole her story put Alice Faye in the lead, the most Gentile performer you could ever have. Here is a song made famous by Fanny Brice, sung by Alice Faye in that movie, the title of which is Rose of Washington Square.
Of Washington Square, I'm withering there. In basement there, I'm fading. Rose with plain or fancy clothes, they say my turned up nose, it seems to please autistic people bows. Say I've got plenty of those with second-hand clothes and nice long hair. I've got those Broadway vampires lashed to the mast. I've got no future, but oh, what a past. Rose of Washington Square. Fancy clothes, get her, they say, her cute turn-up nose, it seems to please autistic people. She's got no future, but oh, what a past. Rose of Washington Square.
Well, that was Alice Faye. Well, as many people knew, in the late teens and early 20s, she had fallen in love with a gambler and who had done a lot of illicit bond tradings and stuff, named Nicky Arnstein. And he had gone to prison a couple of times, and then she stood by her man and then later divorced him in the 1920s. So, again, she certainly had a knack for the torch song. And here is one of them. I think she sings really well, When a Woman Loves a Man.
The mountain she'll climb when a gal cares for a man. Rivers have been flowing for years, part of the mighty plan. But their ripples compared to the river of tears when a gal weeps for a man. Beggar or millionaire, crooked or on the square, mansion or furnished room, she doesn't care. When a woman love a man, share each pain and ill, both going through the mill, just being miserable give her a thrill when a woman loves a man. He may be conceited, a weakling who cheated, but still one woman in town can't help but feel that someday he'll settle down. I love you, heaven sees, mountains and rocks and trees, and you're up against a thing stronger than these. When a woman loves a man,
am I blue? Each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time I was his only one, but now
friend Grace Moore, my birthday. I was she glad to get rid of it. I think I'll give it to her back. Or her front. Am I blue? I just been happy.
Barbra Streisand again, who inherited the mantle of Fanny Brice with the stage and then the film version of Funny Girl and then a sequel. They squeezed a little more story out of the Fanny Brice saga called Funny Lady. That was her version of Am I Blue from that film. Well, in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936, Fanny Brice created a character called Baby Snooks, which was a kind of innocently obnoxious little girl. And it gave her a whole new lease on life on stage and then in the radio in the 30s into the 40s, where she became kind of like I don't know, like Lucille Ball, a performer who had another life and then transformed herself into a massive media comedian. Here is she and Judy Garland from a film called Everybody Sing, A Little Glimpse of Baby Snooks. Fanny Bryce's film career did not go the way she had hoped, but this is one of the more magical moments.
Snooks,
I've been reading books.
Well, put your books away and let's go out and play.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
I don't want.
Well, you oughta. Let's play cops and crooks.
I want to read my books.
Don't be a baby, Snooks. Snooks, you mustn't cry. You're too big to cry.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. Big girls never cry.
I saw Mommy cry.
You did?
Uh-huh. The time my Mommy saw my Daddy kiss the nurse goodbye.
Snooks.
What?
Can you do a sum?
Nicey taught me some.
Snooks, how much is 2 and 2?
2 and 2 is 2 and 2.
2 and 2 are 4.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. 1 and 1 are 2. So 2 and 2 are more. Snooks, you mustn't weep. You're too big to weep.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. Grown-ups never weep.
I saw Daddy weep.
You did?
Uh-huh. The night my Mommy caught my Daddy walking in his sleep. Is you a girl or a boy?
I'm known as the Lord Fauntleroy.
Oh. What's a little Lord Fauntleroy?
Little Lord Fauntleroy's a little boy.
Oh. Why?
Because.
Why?
Because a girl's a girl and a boy's a boy.
So what's a little Lord Fauntleroy?
I told you twice.
Tell me what.
I told you twice.
Tell me what.
Oh, Snooks, go back and read your books, because you're an awful dunce.
Well, Fanny Bryce had a second husband, well, third husband technically, but a second famous husband named Billy Rose, who was a songwriter and an impresario. And she married him in the late 20s and divorced him in the late 30s. He wrote two fabulous songs, many fabulous songs, but two of them in the Fanny Bryce canon. Here is Barbra Streisand singing one from the film Funny Lady, which features Billy Rose, played by James Caan. And then we'll go to Fanny herself.
It was a lucky April shower. It was a most convenient dawn. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door. Meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10, 5 and 10 cent store.
your share of trouble. Face it and don't complain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. Happiness comes double after a little pain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. What if your love affair should break up, as it sometimes will, when you kiss and make up? Oh, what of the real? Sadness ends in gladness. Showers are not in vain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain.
If you want the rainbow, you must have some rain. That is the ultimate Fanny Brice statement. She was a major crossover figure, the first woman, I think, to make it in all media, radio, the stage, early film, and recordings, of which we have a few, not a ton, but you got to hear some of them. But her main number, her main claim to fame was a song called My Man, which Ziegfeld bought for her, a French song, in 1921. And had some new lyrics written. And I think this is interesting because it's the first meta song I know of in American entertainment. In other words, she was singing a great song, but people also knew about her personal travails with Nicky Arnstein. So there you got two things going on at the same time. Always a good time to recognize Fanny Brice. I hope you enjoyed our little tour, and she is an enduring and ever-present part of American culture.
Cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet, but all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good, he isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my God, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life he's just despair. But I don't care when he takes in his arms, the world is all right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.